is your lineup. Number one, we're the Taskmaster, Maddie Young, myself. Number two, Temple God Prophetess Cynthia Dawson's number two, and you'll be our closer, Prophetess Michelle Darian. This is your lineup from this morning.
Amen. And we give God all the praise and all the honor. And thank you, worthy class master, Prophet Maddie Young, for the lineup. And moderator Marlene, will you sound the shofar for the company of prophets that will be praying on this morning? Wow, Women Only Wednesday. Amen and amen. And on this morning, as we begin to pray, we're going to invite everyone on the call again. Take this opportunity to invite a family member, invite a friend. And as we're praying, why don't you go ahead and stay in a posture of prayer and pray and worship and intercede right with us, right from where you are. And on this morning, as we get ready to pray, we want to remember that this is Wow, Woman Only Wednesday, and we are lifting up women globally. And just a few suggestions as we pray. We want to remember the leading lady, the first family, the Master Prophet Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, and leading lady Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, and the first family lifted in prayer. We also want to keep Bishop Prophet Joshua Jordan, Bishop-elect Prophet Joshua Jordan, and Prophet Minister Jessica Jordan and their family lifted in prayer. We want to keep Prophet Minister Naomi Cook and Prophet Kenneth Cook and their family lifted in prayer. We also want to continue to keep the entire first family lifted in prayer. Prophet Bethany, Prophet Aaron, Prophet Josh, Prophet Manasseh, and the next generation of prophets. We want to keep each and every ministry that's connected to this ministry lifted in prayer. A special prayer going up to Pastor Prophetess Janice Goss and Prophet Donnell Goss and their ministry and family lifted up in prayer. We also want to keep Apostle Prophet Andrea Williams lifted in prayer. Prophet Elder Bernadette Logan lifted in prayer. Each and every ministry, Pastor Prophet Anthony Shannon and his family lifted in prayer. Prophet Tiny Machiavelli, Pastor Prophet Tiny Machiavelli and her congregation in South Africa lifted in prayer that there'll be provision for each and every ministry connected up into this ministry. We also want to keep Bishop Prophet Charlie Darian and his family and ministry lifted up in prayer. We are excited about what God is doing. We're excited about how they're doing it. And also we know he's also a pastor, Dr. Larry Reed, his family and congregation lifted in prayer, and allow God to use us. Also, Prophet Apostle Carol Sambro, her family and ministry lifted up in prayer, and just allow God to continuously lead and guide us in prayer for the ministries that are connected to this ministry. We also want to keep our mothers, our ministry mothers, lifted up in prayer, the House of Poem, the staff, the moderator, each and every member, each and every partner. We also want to continually pray to God for the wisdom for the women globally, women who are in leadership for the first time, women who are in leadership, women who hold offices. We want to keep them lifted in prayer. We also want to continue to keep the women, the orphans, the children lifted up in prayer concerning the areas of war. We want to keep the United States of America lifted in prayer that they'll be guided by godly wisdom and godly understanding. We also want to keep the countries of Africa. We want to keep Poland, the Ukraine, Russia, and each and every country that's been opening their doors up. We want to ask God for the continuous protection over women, young adults and maidens. We also want to pray for the orphans and the widows. We want to pray for children in the foster care system, those who are aging out, children who are waiting to be adopted, that God will continue to place hedge of protection and safety and wisdom over the those who have jurisdiction over the children, that there'll be resources and communities that rise up for the children. We also want to keep our communities, we want to keep our homes and our families lifted up in prayer. Our communities, We also want to keep the White House lifted up in prayer. Dr. Biden, Vice President Harris and their families lifted in prayer. Continuous prayer for our local, national, and again, international leaders. And allow God to use us on this morning. Also, we want to thank God for the Master Prophet's birthday celebration, the unveiling of America's Black Prophet Part 1. And even as the fulfillment of the prophetic word has come to pass, as Master Prophet continues it on to Part 2, where it's going to be an ongoing series as the Master Prophet tells his story, each and every joint supply, as Master Prophet has invited us to continue the upholding so that each and everyone will be able to make the pledge, fulfill the pledge, and move forward in the support and allow God to use us on this morning. And as we get ready to open up in prayer, we're going to open up in the first 30 seconds in our heavenly prayer language. And then after, the next voice that you're going to hear is that of worthy class master, Prophet Matty Young. And then also we each are going to be praying for 3 minutes or less. If you are in leadership, if you hold an office, if you're an apostle, an elder, a pastor, a minister, any office that you hold, or if you've been released by the Master Prophet, Dr. Ebenezer Jordan Ellendorf, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, please do take the liberty to allow God to use you to pray as you see fit. And also, we have an addition that will be added to the lineup from this morning. After Prophet Cynthia Dawson, we will be adding in for number 3, will be Prophet Mesopaniti Barbie. And is there any other prophets that are just joining from NXLE that would like to join the lineup at this time as we are getting ready to go into our heavenly language? Are there any other prophets that would like to join the lineup at this time?
Good morning, Prophet Tiny.
Amen. God bless you. And number 4 will be Prophet. God bless you, Pastor Prophet Tiny Machiavelli. And are there any other prophets? Well, I'll read the lineup again. Amen. So number 1, we have worthy class master, Prophet Matty Young. Number 2, we have Prophet Cynthia Dawson. Number 3, we have Prophet Mesopaniti Barbie. Number 4, we have Pastor Prophet Tiny Machiavelli. Are there any other prophets? Amen. And I'm number 5, Prophet Nichelle Barron. I'll be the close on this morning. So for the prophets that are just joining, thank you for your yes, and thank you for joining in. So what we're getting ready to do, we're getting ready to open up in our heavenly language. And then the next voice that we're going to hear is that of our own. Is there another voice coming through? Okay. Worthy class master, Prophet Matty Young. Company of Prophets, just watch your lines on this morning. Thank you. And let us begin to speak and pray in our heavenly language, beginning now. Robo Shekandala Boshata. Robo Shekandala Boshata. Ebobo Shekandala Boshata. Erobo Shekandala Boshata. Robo Shekandala Boshata. Korobo Shekandala Boshata. Ebobo Shekandala Boshata. Robo Shekandala Boshata. Robo Shekandala Boshata. Ebobo Shekandala Boshata. Robo Shekandala Boshata. Robo Shekandala Boshata.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will say, the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord God. We lift up our leading lady, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this wild Wednesday, Lord God. Women on Wednesday, Lord, we thank you. We lift up our women, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We start with our leading lady, Lord God. Continuously bless her, Lord God. Continuously use her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up the Jordan family, Lord God. Our Dr. Ebenezer Jordan, Bishop-elect Joshua Jordan, Minister Jessica Jordan, the entire Jordan family, Lord God, the entire bloodline, Lord God, Mother Barian, Lord God. We lift them all up to you, Lord God, the Barian family, Lord God. Father, we just thank you for them. Thank you for making a way, Lord God, for each and every one of them. Thank you for sustaining them, Lord God, even in this time and hour, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the documentary, Lord God, that every obligation would be met, Lord God. And this will be an eye opener for the world, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let it touch lives and deliver people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up everyone that's connected with Zoe Ministries, Lord God. All the poem members, Lord God, staff, the moderators, Zoe partners, Lord God, all over the globe, Lord God, and all the spiritual leaders that are affiliated with Zoe Ministries, Lord God. Pastor Prophet Masculine Cohen, Pastor Tiny Machiavelli, Pastor Denise Goss, Pastor Donnell Goss, Pastor Bernadette Logan, Pastor Anthony Shannon, Pastor Apostle Carol Fanwell, Bishop Janine Hyman, Bishop Andrea Williams, and so many other bishops and archbishops and pastors and elders, Lord God, all those that are connected with your ministry, bless them. Give them wisdom in the season to lead the people you entrusted them with, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our mothers, Lord God, all over the globe, Lord God, our young mothers, elderly mothers, foster mothers, Lord God, whatever who hold the title mother, we lift them up right now, Lord God, that you would sustain them, bless them, protect them, shelter them, provide for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up our children. Thank you, Lord God, for our children, watching over our children daily, Lord God. Those even in the foster care, Lord God, bless, protect them, Lord God. Put godly people in their path, Lord God. We lift up our educators, those in the medical field, those first responders, those in the law enforcement, military. We lift them all to you, Lord God. All those that are serving the public, Lord God, touch them, protect them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for giving shelter to the homeless, Lord God, justice to the unjust, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, especially those that have lost loved ones, Lord, no matter what the situation was, whether it's a disaster or war or all those those who have lost properties, Lord God, restore unto them, Lord God. Even those that are sick and shut in, Lord God, restore health, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And all the country, leaders of countries, Lord God, give them godly wisdom, Lord God, to move people to, as they change laws and move forward, Lord God, give them wisdom, godly wisdom. And Father, we will not cease to give your name the praise. We give you the glory and the honor. We say, have your way continuously in our lives, Father. And bless my own family, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father.
And amen and amen. Amen. And Father God, we honor and praise you, and we give you the glory for every aspect of our being and every aspect of becoming. And Father God, we thank you for this hour and this day, Father God. We thank you for your divine presence in us as us. And Father God, allow us to be a blessing in this world as you was a blessing upon us, Father God. And Father God, in this time and day, we need miracles, Father God. For Father God, we need your strength and your comfort, Father God. We need peace and restoration, Father God. Father God, continue to cover us. Continue to guide and protect us, Father God. And Father God, continue to bless our spiritual father and mother, Dr. Bishop Jordan, and leading lady Pastor Deborah Jordan. And Father God, also covered Bishop L. Joshua Jordan and his wife, Jessica Jordan, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, as they continue to guide and direct us and giving us the way to pivot through this whole ordeal, Father God. And Father God, continue to cover each and every mother, Father God. Cover them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father God. Father God, protect Mother Mary Berrien, Father God. All the mothers of Zoe Ministry and all the mothers globally, Father God, as they continue to move forward, Father God, as they continue to be lifted up and guided, Father God. And Father God, continue to bless all the ministers, all the pastors, all the elders, all the bishops that's associated with Zoe Ministry, Father God. Continue to guide and direct them, Father God. And cover each and every one that's on the prayer list, Father God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father God. And Father God, we recognize the things and situations that we in today, Father God, that you're the only one who can intervene on our behalf, Father God. And Father God, continue to bless our political leaders, our first responders, our doctors, our nurses, our fire department, our policemen, each and every one that has a chore to do and through these whole ordeal, Father God. Continue to cover them and guide them, Father God. Continue to be our bridge over troubled water, Father God. Continue to bless the sick and the shut-in. Bless the homeless, Father God. Cover each and every state in the United States, every country, every city, Father God. For Father God, we decree miracles, Father God, to cast out all spirits of infirmity and sicknesses that might attack our body, Father God. And Father God, we continue to pray for not only for ourselves, but for all others that's under the same circumstances, Father God. And Father God, we need you to break down any walls that's keeping miracles out of our lives, Father God. For Father God, we walk by faith and not by sight, Father God. And Father God, please bring miracles into our families, Father God. For we thank you for being a God that could see and hear our every need, Father God. Father God, continue to cover each and every community in Buffalo, Father God, and in Texas and any other states that's going through hardship, Father God. Continue to cover those that have lost loved ones, Father God. Continue to bless our American Black Prophet and his documentary, Father God, that this too can open up the minds, eyes of others, Father God, as it displays his life, Father God. And Father God, as we move forward in life, Father God, continue to intercede on our behalf, Father God, showing those, calling for those things that be not as though they were, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for all you have done in
Father God, I thank you right now, God, as we humbly come before you, O God. We thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, God, for this platform. Thank you for your mighty hands upon the leaders of this house. Father God, the prophetic, Lord God, globalizing the prophetic. Thank you for your touch upon our Archbishop and Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and their entire family. Thank you, God, for the restoration. Thank you, God, for the reunion. Thank you, God, Lord Jesus, for bringing all our families together. Thank you for touching the lives of loved ones, Father God. Lord, I thank you, O God, touching the hearts of our children, Father God. Father, we thank you, God, for your hedge and protection over our lives. Thank you, God, for your leading, guiding, directing us, O God, and camping your angels around about us, O God. Thank you, God, for your mighty hands, O God, upon every prophet in their stand. Every ministers understand, especially those from afar, from Africa, from Jamaica, from different parts of the world, Father God. Thank you for touching them and their connection. Father God, we thank you, God, for your mighty hands, O God, upon the prayer list, Lord God. You will touch the prayer list, Lord God, each and every one, name by name, situation by situation, Father God. You will touch each and every one of them, O God. Thank you for the answering prayer. Thank you for bringing peace in the land, in our country, in Ukraine. Father God, I thank you, God. I thank you. Thank you for answering prayer. Father God, I know that you are able to do all things but fail. Father God, I thank you for the spirit of Issachar. Father God, that we may be able to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to know how to move in this time that we're in. Father God, I thank you to move forward. Father, we give you the honor and the glory. We love you. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. Father, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Father, we thank you for your powerful protection in Jesus' mighty name. Father, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Father, we thank you for the life of Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord. Father, we thank you for the life of all women all over the world, Lord. We pray, my Father, that bless them and let your favor be upon them, Lord. Father, we thank you for the life of our children, my God. We thank you for the life of all the ministers, Lord, and the prophets who are connected to Zoe Ministry, Lord. We thank you, Father, and we bless you. Heavenly Father, I believe that you are King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the greatest of the greatest. Thank you. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Prophet Tani. Are you there? Amen and amen. Just want to confirm, can anyone hear Prophet Tani at the present?
No, she dropped out.
Okay, so we'll come back. Just want to say, Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Lord God, for this new day. We thank you for this new opportunity to lift you up, Father God. We thank you for the prayers that have been prayed on this morning, Father God. Father God, we pray that this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, yes, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we lift you up this morning and we say thank you. We say thank you that surely goodness and mercy shall follow your woman globally all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And oh yes, Father God, we will trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we will acknowledge you, Lord, and we thank you for directing the paths of your woman. Father God, we thank you for continuously being a lamp unto your woman's feet and a light unto our path, lighten the way in what seems to be a dark world, Lord God. Father God, we say, thank you for covering your woman. We thank you that no weapon formed against your woman shall prosper, Lord God. We lift up your woman globally this day. We thank you for wholeness. We thank you for healing. We thank you for strength for your woman. We thank you for your wisdom, Lord God, godly wisdom and godly understanding for your woman globally. We thank you for women who are in leadership for the first time, Lord God. We thank you for women local, international, domestic, Lord God. Let them be led by your wisdom. We thank you for giving us the wisdom, the clarity, and insight in all situations, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for our mothers. We pray for our elders. We pray for our widows and orphans, Lord God. We pray for the children who are in the foster care system, those who are waiting to be adopted, your young maidens, Lord God. We pray for women who are waiting to be married, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening them and encouraging them and quickening them to your word, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the spirit of Esther, the spirit of Ruth, the spirit of Deborah the judge, Lord God. Lord God, the spirit of Mary who stayed at Jesus' feet. Mary, we pray for the spirits of women in the Bible that will continue to take on the correct spirits, Lord God. Father God, we pray for the young women who have been trafficked, those who are waiting for institutions and resources to come back into life, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for each and every ministry connected to this ministry. We thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, continual strength for her and the Master Prophet, Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, and resources and strength in the overflow, Lord God, for the first family, Lord God, and each and every ministry, each and every partner. We pray for our mothers, Lord God. We pray for each and every ministry mother, Lord God, continual strength and provision to our mothers, Lord God. Father God, we'll be ever so mindful to give you all the praise and all the honor for what you're doing. Lord God, continue to give us the wisdom of how to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Oh, no, yes, Lord God, the continuous spirit of Issachar to know the days, the times, and the season, when to move, when to be still, when to be silent. Even in this pandemic, Lord God, let us continue to apply your word, Lord God, to shut in when necessary, Lord God. Father God, to shelter in place. Lord God, even though the world is saying it's a pandemic, continue to provide for the women globally, that they'll care for their homes, that will be wise stewards of the word, Lord God. For a wise woman builds her home, and we thank you for women globally being able to maintain their homes, strengthen their minds, strengthen their bodies, strengthen emotional, psychological, physical, and spiritual states for your woman. Father God, we'll be ever so mindful to give you all the praise and all the honor and what you're doing, Lord God. And thank you for the continuous provision, overflow, encouragement, and strength for the Master Prophet, Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, and leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, the First Family, the Congregation, and the Saints. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We pray.
Amen.